I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Have you thought much about the Roosevelt dime? No, I didn't think so. It does hold an interesting first. It was the first American general issue coin to feature the portrait of a recent specific human being. Our early coins had portraits of a generic woman representing liberty, sometimes standing, sometimes sitting, sometimes just her head. Then pennies and nickels gave us generic Indians, but nobody recognizable. Other countries put their royalty on their coins. England, for example, has been putting Queen Elizabeth on all their coins since she was coronated in 1953. Boring. It wasn't until 1909 that the United States put an actual person on a coin, and that was Abraham Lincoln, on the penny, in honor of his 150th birthday. Then in 1932, we put George Washington on the quarter in honor of his 200th birthday. They jumped the gun with the Thomas Jefferson nickel by issuing it in 1938, 5 years before Jefferson's 200th birthday. But from 1776 until the end of World War II, these three men, Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln, were the only three actual people to be pictured on our regular issue United States coins. And they didn't look modern at all. Lincoln with that long beard, Washington and Jefferson with those weird powdered wigs. Now, when Franklin Roosevelt died in 1945, Congress immediately moved to put him on a coin. And the dime was the perfect coin for two reasons. First, of all the common coins except the penny, its design hadn't changed for the longest time. The Mercury dime had been around since 1916, so it was due to be replaced. Second, and more important, in 1938, Franklin Roosevelt had founded an organization to fight polio, which was eventually called the March of Dimes. So what better coin to commemorate him with than the dime? The chief engraver of the United States Mint, John Sinek, designed the Roosevelt dime. 5 years earlier, he had designed a Roosevelt medal, so he was a natural to do the dime, too. But there's a controversy here and a mystery. In 1944, an African-American sculptress named Selma Burke was commissioned to make a plaque of Roosevelt to hang in the National Recorder of Deeds building in Washington, D.C. Many people think that Sinek based his coin design on Burke's portrait rather than his own. He vehemently denied it. You can judge for yourself by looking at both portraits on the note page for this show. John Sinek's dime inadvertently caused another controversy, too. Sinek's initials, J.S., were put on the front of the dime, under Roosevelt's neck, just to the left of the date. But wait a minute. J.S.? Hey, that stands for Joseph Stalin. Communists had infiltrated the United States Mint. Well, as silly as that sounds, the Mint was forced to release a statement that there was no red influence involved in those initials, that they stood for the Mint's chief engraver, John Sinek, and not Joseph Stalin. In 2003, a group of conservative Republican congressmen started a campaign to replace the Roosevelt dime with a Ronald Reagan dime. That movement went nowhere, probably because Reagan was still alive at the time, and there's a law that says no living person can be pictured on American money. Of the four coins now in common circulation, the penny, nickel, dime, and quarter, the Roosevelt dime is the only one that hasn't had any major changes since it was originally issued in 1946. Same front, same back, for 67 years now. There aren't any valuable Roosevelt dimes, by the way. Yes, until 1965 they were made of silver, and that's valuable, but as the value of silver rises and falls, the melt value and the numismatic value of the Roosevelt dime jumps back and forth. No collectible dates to look for, except maybe the 1949S, which, if in excellent condition, is worth a little more than the silver in it, but not all that much. If you're new to metal detecting, you'll find a lot of help in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. And if you're an old pro, you'll still pick up a ton of new tricks. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. And even if you don't order the book, you'll find a lot of free articles there, too. That's treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.